This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm here with Dave, and we're here to talk about the game we just played with the 76ers. It's another double-digit loss, but this one, you know, we feel quite different about. We actually showed a lot of fight, and in the third quarter, we were able to cut it to three. We were able to show some fight in the fourth quarter, even though we weren't able to get it down to single digits. I mean, we did get it to single digits, but down to one possession. I appreciate how hard these guys fought. And to me, it's a building block game. Even though we didn't, you know, win the game or anything like that, I'm really proud of the way that they did everything, especially Dort and Kenny. I feel like they really decided to take it upon themselves to turn things around on the defensive end in the fourth quarter. And I feel like it gave us a shot. And there were some possessions in there that it felt like if we had scored or if we had got one more stop, that we would have been right in it. So I'm proud of what they were able to do.
Yeah, man. Again, this is taking things in stride, recognizing that this team is still trying to get things rolling. But Philadelphia 76ers, they're not a chump team. I know that they don't have Ben Simmons on their team, which is a big part of who they are. But the reality is they're still not chump change. And I can't help but get excited about the way that we played out here. The way we played defense on Embiid, I felt like really great. I mean, we did a great job of shutting off Seth Curry. In the first quarter, I think he had six threes on us. But the reality is that after that, we were able to come back and do some really great things on defense on him. So we adjusted our defense, and we saw that happen in game. And I feel like that's a really big moment for us, because there's been a lot of people that have been kind of hard on Coach D about making in-game decisions and choices and changes. And I think this is a big moment for those guys to be able to see that he can do that in a very effective way. SGA had his best night of the year so far out of the three games he's played. Josh Giddey had his best night. I felt like Dort had his best night. We were out there playing really, really hard. We were really effective, and it looked like we were awake out there, and that's something that we haven't felt like in the last couple of games.
Yeah, there was a really scary play toward the end of the game. We had taken the ball right at Embiid a few times. Luke Dort had scored on him and dunked on him, and then Giddey went up for a dunk, and Embiid took him out, and it was, I thought, you know, the type of play that Embiid should have known better, but he ran him into the stanchion. Giddey fell really hard. It looked like he twisted his knee. It looked like, honestly, he could have broke his arm, his wrist, maybe someplace on his hand. He kind of like took a little bit getting up, but was able to get up, hit his free throws, and he finished the game. But after the game he had today, it's scary anytime something like that happens, but I felt like we saw so much promise today that it just felt like that was all of a sudden taken away from me, or all of us. But he ended up being fine, and it just felt like, you know, one of those worst case scenario type situations that turned into nothing. He went for 19 points, 6 assists, 8 rebounds, 4 steals. I mean, I already feel like he's offensively our second best player. Dort has great offensive potential, and he's continuing to put it together. But I feel like Giddey is just so natural and fluid out there. He knows how to take advantage of the defensive mistakes, and he can do everything. He can score from the three-point line. He's got a good runner, so a mid-range game is solid. He can finish at the basket. He's a great passer. So we're seeing him do everything that he's capable of. And, yeah, I mean, just a stat stuffer and makes big plays. He loves being in it. He's not out there to just go out there and fill up the stat sheet. You know, he's out there to try to win the game, and that was really evident today.
Yeah, we shortened up our bench today. We only played 6 guys off of our bench. Poku only got 7 minutes, so really 5 guys got the majority of the minutes. JRE got 14, which I felt like he played amazing. He's showing us that there's you can almost go with the idea that Poku could go back to the G League for a little while just to get his game like he did last year to get on point. And JRE is playing well enough where he could step up and play a big role as far as that backup power forward position. Got 14 minutes tonight with him. Williams got 21 minutes and 8 points. I felt like that was really, really big for him. Mike Muscala, 16 minutes. Trey Mann, 10 minutes. And Teo Maledon, 13 minutes. We have a mixed bag of scoring. Mike Muscala led the team off the bench with scoring, had 9 points. Williams had 8. Poku had 4. Jeremiah Robinson-Earl had 5. And Trey Maledon had 2. Teo Maledon did not score any points tonight, but he did put up some rebounds and some great passes that really were a hockey assist out there tonight. I felt like he did a good job rounding off that 6 guys off the bench.
Yeah, Moose played some really big minutes for us today. 3-for-4 from deep. Kenny went 1-for-2 from deep. So both those guys were key. And then Jeremiah Robinson-Earl went 1-for-2 from deep. So, you know, it's what we want to see. We want to see a lot of guys shooting the three, spreading the court and giving us opportunities. You know, you mentioned earlier SGA had his best game of the season, but I'll tell you this right now. There's a lot of reasons for us to look at the 29 points and say, yeah, that's not actually very good, right? Let's look at it. 1-for-6 from deep, okay? If he just hit a couple of those more, then we're talking about like 35 points, right? And he was also 9-for-19 on field goals, so 47%. So 47% on field goals and 16% from deep. That's below his standard on both of those. He did go 10-for-12 from the free throw line, so that's pretty good, 10 points from the free throw line. But I really think those 29 points, we could be looking at a good game for him this year being something like 35 to 38 points. We could get to the point where we regularly see him score 40 points. Now, obviously, I'm getting carried away a little bit, but if he averages something like a 50-40-90, which maybe he won't do that, but I think he's capable of being in the ballpark on all of those numbers, then, you know, considering how many shots he took today, yeah, I mean, he would be up there with about 40 points. So I think that we can hopefully start seeing some of those types of games. And 29 points is nothing to laugh at. That's a big number right there. But it's also, you look at it and you say there's many opportunities left on the table there. Derek Favors got the start for us today at the center. Isaiah Roby was out of the rotation. I'm not sure if that was due to injury or, you know, last game at the beginning of the game, he seemed a little bit overhyped. And I think there's a chance going forward, what they're going to do is kind of like settle down the rotation and move a single player. Like this was Jeremiah Robinson Earl's game, and next game it'll be Roby's. I don't know, but give them each more time to prepare for each opponent. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen with that, but with all the, you know, the players that we have out there, it seems like they've got to figure out how to get everybody in. Like you mentioned, Poku had a solid game, 2-for-5 on field goals. It seems like everything time he makes a shot, it's always spectacular. For some reason, even layups are just like, oh, wow, did you see that? But like the other thing I want to talk about is this, like the Trey Mann, Jeremiah Robinson-Earl combo. Those guys look really good together. They have a really natural fit together, and it's really nice to see a couple of rookies playing like that together because you can anticipate seeing them for a long time.
Yeah, man, you absolutely can. Those guys look really, really sharp together. They look on point. They kind of remind me of Maledon last year and Isaiah Roby, even though Isaiah Roby's was the second year. But the reality was he only had like 7 minutes of playing time in the NBA prior to last year. So really, the Teo Maledon and the Isaiah Roby connection was really fun to watch. Same here. Trey Mann and Jeremiah Robinson-Earl, they got a lot of good time left together. Throwing out here, Baisley had 32 minutes tonight, man. I was really impressed with the way he was going. Second quarter, I felt like it was a huge quarter for him. He started attacking the hole. And every single time he got the ball, he just went straight to the hole, attacked. It wasn't successful all the time, but man, he looks so stinking good if he had just attacks the hole. I really was like blown away by the way that he was able to do that and be successful. I was a big fan of Favors tonight. In the third quarter, I made a note in my notes. It said mid-third quarter, 6 minutes, 32 seconds left. Timeout has been called. Favors has been playing against Embiid for all but 3 or 4 minutes and has held him to 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists, which 5 assists is a lot. But the reality is he was making it difficult for Embiid to score. I love this. I love that we have a big man stopper. It doesn't mean that he's going to play in every game or play a lot of minutes in every game because we're not going to need a big man stopper in every game. But man, it was good to see him out there bumping the bodies. The two veterans are going at it. And I feel like this is going to be really good for us to have a guy that we can depend on to be that anchor of our defense when we're playing against a team that has a player like Embiid or like an Ayton or somebody like that that we have to compete against that have a big-time player that we don't necessarily have, but we do have a big-time defender, and that's Favors, and he played phenomenal tonight. I'm telling you, he's a special player, and I'm glad that he's on this team. Mike Muscala played huge tonight. I want to throw this out here. I felt like we shortened up the rotation, yes, but having Mike Muscala play more minutes is always a good thing. He spread the floor, 3-for-4 on three-pointers. He was all over the place. His defense was great. His offense, the way that he picked up the four fouls, I was really, really big on. One of them was a fast break, so they didn't get an open bucket. And then the other ones were just, I think, were good plays that he did. Yeah, he got frustrated on an and-one, a foul that he did, but I wasn't too worried about that. It was a really hard shot, and to be honest, I didn't see Mike being able to stop his momentum to stop the foul. So I felt like he did a good job there. Again, we can go through all of our players and individually and get into it, but we only played 11 guys tonight, and I feel like we've talked about most of them, and I'm really, really upbeat about how these guys played as a team, individually, and to be honest, our rookies just came out ready to ball. We saw three of them. The lowest amount of minutes that we got from all three of them was Trey Mann got 10, but the rest of the guys I felt like did great tonight. Big time, high on this. Yes, it's a loss, but again, this is not like what we're used to. We're setting a baseline this year. After we set the baseline, then they're way up. The only way to go is up, and that's what we're going to be looking at. This team took a huge step forward tonight. I felt like the way they played, the way they showed that they can play as a team, the way they passed the ball. If we play like this against Houston, it would have been a completely different game. So I'm stoked that they were able to learn from game to game. We talked about it last episodes. When we get blown out, we expect these guys to come back in the next game with a chip on their shoulder, and we saw that from Dort. We saw that from Kenny Hustle. 21 minutes tonight from Kenny. Two rebounds, one assist, and 8 points. He had another offensive rebound, but man, I cannot tell you how amazing it is to see Kenny out there really setting the tone with Dort. Those two guys were on the court at the end of the game together, and that was a lot of fun to see.
Yeah, it was. They created a lot of defensive intensity. They created some pressure. You know, there was a full court press that they put on, and it was really effective. It really disrupted the 76ers, and it helped get us some opportunities. After Giddey got hurt, he was able to knock down a three, and that he went 1-for-2 from behind the arc. We were able to create some more opportunities, but they were able to hit a three, which kind of negated it. But I love seeing us go to that full court press. One more thing, Mike Muscala, he took a hit to the head. It looked like it was really bothering him. He kept looking like he was stretching out his jaw. I'm thinking he might be in the concussion protocol. I'm not exactly sure, but even after he took the hit, he hit another three. So that was impressive, but they pulled him out, and it looked like he was getting looked at. And SGA had this amazing step back. That was the 1-3 that he did hit. It was amazing, dude. All I can say about it is he really probably didn't get a very good look at the basket, because I don't know how he could have. They had a great view, camera angle. It was just beautiful, man. Dave, I'll let you finish up, but what'd you think about that shot?
Man, if this is a show of what is to come by Shai, then I'm really excited, man. 29 points. Yes, his shooting wasn't as much or it wasn't as good as we would like to see. But you got to give it to the defense on the 76ers. They made it difficult for him. The way he gets to the hole, though, and the way he attacked the hole tonight has to be part of his game. Last couple of games I've seen, they weren't part of his game the whole way. Like, he would just kept on shooting a lot of threes or a lot of jump shots. He's got to attack the hole. He went up against Embiid today with no fear, and that's what we got to see from him. I'm sure it's going to be coming a whole lot more because they've got film on this game, and they're going to be going crazy about this. So I'm excited about this. I'm excited about Shai's abilities. The fact is that after he had a bunch of successful drives, he did that step back three and hit it. 1-for-7 or 1-for-6 in threes, not great. But the one that he hit is the one that we're walking away with getting pretty stoked about. You know, for me, Josh Giddey showed everything we needed to see tonight. His passing, I think he did a 30-foot bounce pass, two-handed bounce pass. He did another bounce pass where he calls up for Dort to come set a pick, and Dort comes to set a pick, and everybody goes over to Giddey, and he does a bounce pass in between the defenders. Completely amazing. He's doing this a lot, guys. I'm telling you, there's something special about Giddey. If you haven't had a chance to watch him, watch him. And then after you watch the play that you really like, go and watch it in slow-mo and then see how amazing it truly is, because you're missing the extra half dribbles that he does, these low dribbles that he does to get to the floor and then explode. I'm telling you, there's so much about his game that is so amazing. It just gets me excited. So we'll be back again tomorrow just to talk about and refresh you guys with what was amazing about this game and talk about the future game that's coming up here. I'm pretty stoked, man. After seeing this game, it's going to be a fun season, no doubt about that. And just as a reminder, this episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.